from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
5-7, the game indeed. The head coach of both the Warriors and Team USA is joining us, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Hey, coach, how you doing? How you been?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing real well, and obviously interested in all kinds of things, Warriors, Team USA, and beyond. First and foremost, when are you bubble wrapping Steph and sending him home?
Yeah, that's not happening, but I understand the sentiment.
what has kind of stood out for you so far? And you've got this game. I know it's an exhibition, but this game against Canada tonight. So why don't you let everybody just know kind of the state of the proceedings through your eyes?
Yeah, we've had 4 days of practice, so we're not ready yet. We're going to need a couple of weeks to really get the guys, I think, in game shape and getting them to all be on the same page with terminology, schemes, all that stuff. So there's a reason, you know, we've got 5 exhibition games before we start the Olympics. So we're playing Canada tonight. We take off for Abu Dhabi tomorrow, and we've got 2 games there and then 2 games in London before we start up in France. So very exciting.
Is this more difficult than coaching the Warriors in that you've got so many more mouths to feed, and now you've got Kawhi out and you got Derek White in? Is it more difficult to try to juggle playing time and juggling the egos with this team?
Well, it's definitely difficult to decide who to play because, you know, they're all so talented. And, you know, when you get down to it, really in a FIBA game, which is only 40 minutes instead of 48, like the NBA, you have to make some really difficult decisions where you're sitting probably 3 guys, maybe, you know, 2 to 3 guys who are not only all NBA players, but future Hall of Famers. So I think part of the appeal, though, for these guys is to be part of something together. They're so used to competing against each other all season in the NBA, and I think they really love coming together for USA basketball and competing together, being together for 5 weeks. And it's a different challenge. You know, we're trying to win a gold medal. There's nobody really cares about, you know, personal accolades or point totals or stats or anything. And what I've found in my time with USA basketball, the guys are really ready to, you know, make a full sacrifice and be part of something bigger than themselves. And it's pretty refreshing and fun.
Steve, just because you are playing Canada tonight, it's been interesting to hear Andrew Wiggins' name brought up with that possibility, the report that the Warriors didn't want him playing, but then maybe also another report that it might have been mutual. Is there any light you can shed on why Wiggins is not playing for Canada?
No, not really. I mean, this is just the decision that we made, and based on his health and his preparation for next year, and these decisions are difficult, but that was the route we wanted to go.
One Warrior not active. Another Warrior is Brandon Podziemski, apparently playing a little bit feisty and playing hard in the scrimmage. What can you say about your impressions of Pods going up against your Olympic team?
We had 2 days of scrimmages against the select team, and the first day, BP was, I think, the best player on the floor for the select team. He was fantastic, knocking down shots, but also, you know, kind of running the team and distributing, making great passes. So it was really fun seeing Brandon. He's fearless. I mean, if you can come into a gym and be fearless against the group that he saw, you know that fearlessness is authentic and genuine. So it was really exciting seeing both BP and Trace. Trace also played well. Just great experience for those guys for two straight days to scrimmage against the best players in the world.
Steve Kerr with us here on 95.7 The Game. Steve, obviously you're very busy with Team USA, but I gather maybe that you at least caught video of Klay Thompson's introductory press conference with Dallas yesterday, and I wonder what your emotions were as you watched.
I did not see any of it. You know, I'm pretty busy here in Las Vegas. I've got stuff to do myself, so I haven't spent a lot of time looking at my phone or with the TV on. The emotion will really come when the season starts next year and Clay's not there, you know, media day and first day of practice. It'll be a little strange. Actually, it'll be very strange. But look, you know, I've been with Clay for 10 years, and these last few years have not been easy. You know, coming off those two major injuries, trying to battle back to become the player that he was. He's his own worst critic, Clay is. You know, he's had a tough time. I think everybody has seen that from afar, and he and I have shared, you know, so many conversations over the last couple of years, just trying to help him through it. And I just think he's at a place now where he needed a change, just like people all over the world sometimes need a career change, a change of scenery. And it's as simple as that. So as sad as it is to see Clay go, I completely understand where he's coming from, and of course wish him nothing but the best. I mean, what he did for me personally, but of course for the team, the organization, the Bay Area, that'll never be forgotten.
You know, Steve, it's really interesting, and this is just my observation, that a lot of people around the organization, they don't seem terribly surprised now that it played out this way. And so that comment you just made kind of sparked a little bit when you said the last couple of years have not been easy. How would you really sort of describe what he and the organization went through as they tried to navigate all of this?
Well, I think, you know, the difference for me as Clay's coach is, you know, from 2014 to 19 pre-injury, Clay was unflappable. You know, he rarely required much maintenance from me as a coach. He was just so happy playing and playing at a high level. And, you know, I would check in with him and he was always fine and loving life. And that changed after the two injuries. You know, he's struggled to try to get himself back to that level. And even though I think he played really well at times for us over the last few years and obviously helped us win a championship in 22, you look at the numbers, you know, even though this wasn't his best year, you know, he still averaged 18 points and shot, I think, 39% from three, something like that. So, you know, he's still a really high-level player. It's just in his own mind and I think in the minds of everyone watching, you know, he wasn't the same guy and as he was prior to the injuries, and Clay really struggled with that. And I think the stuff that went on organizationally, honestly, that I think that stuff is all sort of just a byproduct of the frustration with the injuries. And we were always, you know, in great stead with Clay in terms of our relationship and, you know, communicating how we felt about him. And
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
But, you know, he, in the end, really needed this career change, and I think it's going to be good for him.
With Clay leaving, fans are having certain feelings, and we just had our offseason summit a couple of days ago down at Fremont Bank, and we all were kind of asking the same question about, you know, how does it now end for Draymond and Steph and yourself as well? Have you had a moment of circumspection where you're looking at Clay leaving as maybe a harbinger of what is inevitable?
I haven't given it much thought. You know, my focus is on the Olympics, and I've got my hands full just in preparation for everything that we're looking to do. So Clay's decision I'm putting all that stuff on hold until the Olympics are over in terms of any sort of introspection or emotion. I just think that, you know, that there will be time for that. But right now I've got a big job and I'm locked in on that.
Steve, obviously free agency is only a week and a half old, but we'd love to get a comment from you on the additions that the Warriors have made and what kind of a role you think they'll play this year.
Yeah, I just think Mike and his staff did a great job of picking up three very good players. All three guys, you know, we've played against quite a bit, you know, over the past few years. De'Anthony Melton is an excellent combo guard, two-way player, you know, really good defensively, shoots it, can play on or off the ball. So a very solid player. And then Kyle Anderson has always been, you know, kind of one of my favorite players to watch just because of how crafty and smart he is. He has a different style than Draymond, but I think his brain is at a similar level, just hugely high IQ player who is an excellent defensive player, guarding multiple positions, plenty of versatility at that end. And then on offense, you know, he's not really a shooter, but he's really clever. He's an excellent passer. Just has a knack for making the right play at the right time. And Buddy, you know, we need more shooting. We needed more shooting, whether we got Clay back or not. So Buddy's been one of the best shooters in the league over the last, you know, 5-6 years, and we were lucky to get him. So we're excited to have him as well. And as far as expectations, I don't have any. I the way I'm looking at things, we got starting jobs available. You know, there's openings, and it's going to be a free for all. So whoever plays best gets to play, and I'm excited about being able to generate that kind of competition in training camp.
Do you still think that perhaps you're one big addition away from being a top four team again, or can you get the improvement from within and have this team get better enough to where you can get back to where we're used to having you be?
Well, honestly, that's kind of your job, you know, to assess the West and predict where everyone's going to be. I don't spend any time thinking about that. I just, you know, my time is spent, you know, thinking about our team and combinations and, you know, how we're going to play. And but I like the additions. I like the fact that we won 46 games last year in a season that was that had all kinds of twists and turns, and obviously the suspension to Draymond. But you know, young players developing. You know, we lost four or five games down the stretch that we probably, you know, could have or should have won, and I take a huge responsibility or blame in that regard. So when you throw all that together, I still believe we have a lot of talent and the ability to have a team that is at 100% a, you know, a playoff contender. And if you can get in, then anything can happen. You don't know.
You know, Steve, it's interesting because everyone always throws this at guys like Steph and the star player. But you just said in talking about the offseason that Mike and his staff did a great job. How much input do you have on these moves?
Well, I'm, you know, there's a meeting in L.A., you know, starting on July 1st with the front office kind of setting up their camp at a hotel. And, you know, Mike and I talk on the phone every day, whether I'm in you know, any scouting meetings or not. Once free agency comes up, you know, I'm on the phone with Mike, and I went down for a couple of days to join those meetings. And so the whole time that they're assessing, you know, the players who are available or the options that might be there, Mike, I'm in the meeting. Mike is asking me my thoughts, and you know, of course, we have pro personnel people out there who are watching the rest of the NBA constantly. And, you know, generally we come to the same conclusions. You know, we like the same players because it's, you know, when players like these three pop up, it's kind of a no-brainer. Where it gets difficult is you don't get the three guys we got. You know, you go down the list and now, you know, you're picking from a, you know, a different set of players, and there might be some difference of opinion there. But with these three guys, they're pretty much unanimous. These are good players. Let's go get them.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Steve, we know you said you obviously you stay in the moment, but while we're talking about all of the movement, I'm sure you can understand that with the loss of Klay Thompson, the Bay Area fan base got pretty uncomfortable a couple of days ago when Steph Curry said, boy, I want to be a lifetime Warrior, but things change quickly in the NBA. What's your reaction to that quote?
I was sitting right next to him when he said it, so I didn't have, you know, much reaction to it. I just think that he's speaking the truth. I don't think there was any hidden agenda. I don't think he was foreshadowing anything. I think Steph was just speaking the truth. It's you just never know how these things play out. He wants to be a Warrior for life. We know that. We want him to be one, and I fully expect that to happen. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
Well, what's what we do, Steve, and you mentioned what we do in our job, and so I appreciate you your advice, and I always take your counsel to heart, but I'm afraid we got a lot of hours out of that one, and we'll continue to do so. Speaking of material, the Jonathan Kuminga question, because it seemed like he was either shopped or not shopped, almost traded or not almost traded, and here we sit, and he's still a Warrior. How do you feel about Jonathan Kuminga and his ability to take that now fourth-year leap into being your real second-best player?
Well, first of all, you know, you have to understand that there's very few players in the league who are not talked about in trade discussions. You know, I mean, Steph Curry is not being discussed in trade talks. Everybody else is, you know, and you know, if you went down the list of NBA teams, the Lakers probably not talking to anybody about LeBron. You know, you just, everybody's got maybe one or two guys who they're off the table. So the vast majority of the NBA, the players are constantly, you know, going to be discussed in trade talks because everyone's trying to do the same thing, which is improve their team. So I think that's all normal. With JK, we love the strides he's taken. He's got room to grow, which is exciting. We're working with him. He's been great. He's having a good summer. And I'm excited about coaching him next year and seeing how much better he can get.
Steve, you said a couple of answers ago there are starting jobs open. So, you know, sure, there could be more moves. Maybe there won't be. But I wonder what your comfort level is with this current roster and with the way you described it, that there'll be a lot of information and things for you to gather.
Well, we just haven't had many openings over the years in the starting lineup. You know, it's been pretty clear cut who was going to play for most of my time here. And so I'm excited about having all these young guys and new additions who are, you know, when you're talking about JK and Moses, Brandon, Trace, now the three new players, you know, that's seven really talented players, really good players. And, you know, other than Steph and Draymond, I don't know that anybody has a position set yet. So it's going to be an exciting camp. Competition's great for everybody. And we have a new set of players, brand new, really, and with the three new guys. And if you look at it over the last couple of years, our roster is dramatically different than it's been for the bulk of my 10 years here. So a lot to learn about these guys, a lot to experiment with. And as I said, jobs available. So it's exciting.
Does it present the same sort of challenge you had last year, though, when you had seemingly 11 guys for nine spots and you had to constantly figure out who is going to be up and who is going to be ready to go? Does it become more difficult as a head coach when you've got 11 or 12 legit players for, as you like to say, nine, maybe 10 spots?
No, that's you'd much rather have that than the alternative. And that's our job as a staff. It's my job is to help guys through that if they're not in the rotation and talk them through it. And you know, in the NBA season, everybody gets a chance. It's just the way it works, 82 games, everyone's going to get their opportunity. And I love these situations where, you know, may the best man win. It's healthy. It's healthy for the team. It's healthy for the individual. I want the best out of each guy, and we'll see where everything stands.
Steve Kerr with us on 95.7 The Game. Coach, back to Team USA. What does it mean to you to get to do this and have this experience alongside Steph?
Well, it's an incredible honor. I mean, very few coaches in American history have been able to say that they've been the Olympic head coach. I mean, it's an unbelievable honor. So I'm proud to represent my country, proud to represent the NBA, and I'm really proud to work with this group of guys. Amazing players, hell of a coaching staff. Ty Lue, Eric Spoelstra, Mark Few. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's so exciting and couldn't be happier doing this.
Got to be exciting watching young Cooper Flagg play, and I know he's not yet a Duke Blue Devil and not yet NBA eligible, so you could probably speak freely, I hope, but if you can't, even hypothetically, a 6'8", 17-year-old who balls out, what does that look like to you, Steve?
Well, I'm just not going to answer. I've been fined before by the NBA for talking
about underclassmen. I got your back, Steve. I got a big wall.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I got a savings account, Steve Kerr. I got you.
You're right. You're right. He doesn't. You're right.
Steve, I'm making $22 an hour here, Steve. I'll work all year if I could just get this one answer. Cooper Flagg, your thoughts. Let's go, Kerr.
I don't even know who that is.
All right. Next hour, we're going to discuss whether or not the Warriors should tank for Flagg. Will you call in as a caller? Just call in. Give us your take.
Let's go to Steve in Vegas with his thoughts.
No, yeah. I got a different Olympic question for you, which is what's it like to be back with KD? And by the way, what's his availability?
It's been great. You know, we've actually been together a couple times now since he left the Warriors. You know, I was an assistant coach in Tokyo in 21. So I was with Kevin there, and then you know, here. And then, of course, you know, whenever we've played against them, we've had plenty of conversations. And I enjoy coaching Kevin. He loves the game so much, and he loves FIBA. I think this is his fourth Olympics, so going for his fourth gold medal, pretty amazing. It's really fun to be back with him. So much fun to coach against the guys who I've, you know, coached against, you know, over the years. You know, LeBron, I mean, watching him in practice, he practices so hard. He reminds me a lot of Steph, actually, just the effort, every play, every drill, the communication, the intensity. It's no wonder why he and Steph are who they are, and why they keep getting better with age. They both just work so hard. So really fun. And Kevin should be back in a couple of days. He has soreness in his calf, but we expect him to be playing with us on this road trip we're taking and next week. And then, yeah, we'll get it rolling. We'll see how we can do.
Coach, go get a gold medal. We're really pulling for you. Good luck. And also do remember, we've got your back.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Steve. See, Steve. There he goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.